Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
New Jersey would become the first state in the nation requiring everyone, adults and children, to wear helmets while they're riding bikes or scooters. That under a new bill in Trenton.
WCBS reporter Steve Burns is with us. Steve, you talked to the lawmaker behind this bill. How did it come about?
Yeah, Assemblyman Reginald Atkins told me that he recently took a trip to Washington, D.C. with his family. Down in D.C., they have those e-scooters you can ride through an app. They were all on scooters going between monuments when he says his wife and daughter hit a pothole and fell off. Both came away with just minor scrapes. But he said he kept thinking, what if that had been a head injury? So that led him to file this new bill. It would mandate helmets for everyone riding a bike, a scooter, a moped. For kids under 18, that requirement is already in place in New Jersey. But New Jersey would be the first state in the country that would mandate it for everyone under this bill. Atkins said this is really all about safety at the end of the day. The goal is to keep everyone safe and protected. He's hoping that can happen through this bill.
You know, we can all remember, or at least some of us, remember the fight over helmets on motorcycles, now cycling and scooters. What do people in the cycling community think about this idea?
Yeah, I talked with Tyler Newcomb with Bike JC in Jersey City. They are not on board with this at all. His main point was that instead of trying to protect cyclists in a crash, we should try to prevent those crashes from happening in the first place. And that's done with things like better bike lanes, safer streets, elements that, you know, force drivers to slow down. At Bike JC, he says they do encourage helmets, but mandating them is an entirely different question. He says it could be seen as a barrier to entry. Fewer people might decide to get on a bike in the first place if they have to worry about putting on a helmet. We've seen this debate pop up before on the other side of the Hudson. In New York City, every couple of years, there's a debate around mandating helmets or forcing cyclists to register with the state. The overarching goal for Bike JC, for the cycling advocates, is to make it as easy as possible for people to get out of their cars and switch to bikes. And he says these kinds of things make doing that even harder.
This would also be a new job for authorities. Any word on how enforcement of a helmet mandate might work?
Yeah, still to be determined on that point. Assemblyman Atkins said they're still working through those questions on what kind of penalties might be handed out if someone is caught without a helmet. But he said he sees it as similar to seatbelt laws. If a police officer sees you not wearing a seatbelt, that's grounds for a ticket right there. But it does bring up another concern in the advocacy community that there's a history of police discrimination around how these laws get enforced. And they're worried about people of color or people in low-income areas seeing more of a heavy hand in terms of enforcement from these types of laws.
All right, Steve, thank you. WCBS's Steve Burns.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.